Hello, everyone. You'll notice that this podcast came out a day later than normal. So we're going to do a little behind-the-scenes stuff as to why that is. So Fort Ticonderoga is celebrating its 250th year this year. So they're using the backdrop of the year 1774. So they have period costume for 1774. And while the fort won't open until next month, they were in the 1774 garb for Sunday. So during the event, they have they were doing some candle making and showing what life would have been like at the time, cutting wood, making things, making the candle wicks, for example, melting down the candle wax. They had a table set that was set with basically what would have been added on a table at that period in time. You had the artificers making or fixing clothing. You also had the normal musket and cannon demonstrations. So I was up there taking photographs for the event. And to give you a basis for what I was doing yesterday, I took over 2,000 photographs. Now, if you listen to my other podcast, you know that what I like to do is shoot in bursts. Now, for what I do, for the most part, it's not needed, but it's kind of cool to get those extra shots because maybe somebody's blinking and then you'll have another shot where they're not, which I did have some of those. But when you're taking pictures of things like cannons firing and muskets being fired, if you start at the time where they've given the order to fire, there's a whole bunch of things you can catch at 30 frames a second that there's no way you would have been able to catch if you were just taking a straight photograph of the firing. For example, I have a very cool photograph. When they set off the cannon, little sparks floating around behind the back of the cannon from the ignition of the gunpowder, the flare of the ignition of the gunpowder, the smoke that came up from it, as well as you can still see where the point of contact was for the fire. When it comes to muskets and cannon as well, there is a wadding that's used to hold things in place, and you can see that captured in the exit smoke from the muzzle. So there's a lot of really nice things that you can get by shooting at a high frame rate. But you got to look around and see what you're going to be able to find. For me, I did a podcast recently asking if there was a place in your kit for a variable F lens. For me to get that picture of both the cannon and the muskets, I used a 100 to 400 Canon RF lens. Now, it's not a lens that I would want to use for portraiture in that it doesn't have a very low F. It starts at 6.3 and goes up to about 7.1, if I remember correctly. So that gets me a little more items in focus than I would typically want if I was doing a portrait, for example. So when they were out there and they walk around and show what the wad of gunpowder looks like, the wadding that they use in there, the cannonballs, those kinds of things, I would like to get that framed very specifically to the person. Now, I was lucky enough to be able to be in a position where I could take that photograph, and that photograph would be with the sky as a backdrop, So while I didn't have any bokeh, the way the sky was washed out allowed me to get that good person as the focal point of the photograph that you can get with the bokeh. It enhances the visibility of the subject. So I was able to do that with that lens, but that lens allowed me to get very, very close to the Canon and still stay safe. So I could shoot it, let's say 400 millimeter, and be as if I was standing next to the Canon to get the photographs that I did. Now this year, what I'm going to do is I'm trying to get a lot of very detailed things. I'm getting pictures of the tools that they use, because they don't use modern tools. They'll use period-specific tools, saws, hammers, what they use for making the shoes, what they use for making the clothing. So this year it's going to be all about the detail. Now, having that 100 to 400 means that I can get a lot more detail than I could just with the 24 to 70. And the reason for that is I can not be in somebody's face taking pictures of their outfits, their buttons, and things like that. I can be a little bit further away, but at the same time, because it's a 6.3, everything's going to be in focus. So while it would be nice to get a button and then let the back of it fall off, that's not the goal here. The goal is to get the entire outfit. So having that 6.3 allows me to get those photographs from a reasonable distance. Now, if you've ever seen a lens that focuses more externally than internally, and what I mean by that is an internal focus lens does not change its size when you're taking a photograph. Everything that happens happens inside that fixed case of the lens. The 100 to 400 doesn't work that way. It extends out when you're doing that 400. So it's the normal size when you're doing the 100. It extends out when you're doing the 400. Now, the advantage of a lens like that is weight. It's very light to have a lens like that because the F is low. Therefore, it doesn't have as much glass to it. And the glass is what's going to be the actual weight of the lens. The plastic pieces of it aren't going to weigh that much, but the lens glass is really going to make weight. So it's a lightweight lens, but it allows me to both take things from a little bit of a distance, get a little bit more of the background and things around it, but then be able to zoom right in on an outfit. Or in the case of the Canon, there's a plate that they put over the firing hole. And I could actually get a picture of the hand on the plate getting ready to lift the plate off. So there's a lot of detailed stuff that I'll be able to get with the 100 to 400. And the F won't matter as much depending on where I shoot it from. So I have to be a little bit more cognizant of what the backdrop is going to look like and how that picture is going to be framed than, for example, if I was shooting at a 2.8. You can limit that down so much that the background won't matter because it's all going to fade into blur anyway. Here I've got to be a little bit more mindful and more planning of what's going to happen. And I'll be planning out some of the shoots for the year based off of where they're going to put things. So I'll share that with you as well. But I just wanted to give you guys a little background here. So once I got done with the photos and brought them home, I then had 2,000 photographs to go through, look for certain things. Now, when people are talking, they can, if frozen in time, their face can look strange, right? If you ever look at yourself when you talk, your face changes as your mouth makes the words, obviously. So what we're doing here is we want to make sure that they look natural and that their eyes are open. So when you've got this many photographs to go through, you have a greater opportunity to find those photographs that you really want to use. And that's the advantage of digital over film, is I didn't have rolls and rolls and rolls of film that I had to go get developed and wait on that process. I could just take my 2,000 digital photos, pop them into Lightroom, pull them up, and then go through them one by one, see which ones I wanted, get rid of the ones I don't, and then go back through and edit them to give them the color and the contrast and all the pop that I wanted to give the photographs before posting them for the fort to use. So that's what I've got going on this year. We're going to be doing a lot more of the events up there this year. So I'll be giving you more information as we go through the events. So there may be, but probably won't be, a little bit of delay during the podcasts while I'm out processing photographs or taking pictures, because most things happen on Saturday, so it doesn't impact the Monday delivery of the podcast. But that's what I got for you guys this week.